686-2237.
America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate so much you joining us here from our special broadcast locale at the Los Angeles Convention Center, home of the LA Auto Show 2010. My name is Bob Long, and all throughout this hour, we're going to be bringing you some very special guests and talking about some incredibly cool cars. And when it comes to incredibly cool cars, that acronym is synonymous with Lotus, and Lotus has recently unveiled a slew of concept vehicles. First seen in Paris and now seen for the first time here in North America at the LA Show. And joining us on the broadcast to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome the Chief Executive Officer of Lotus Cars, Danny Behar. Danny, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Doing fine, thanks.
Why don't I begin with a little history lesson on Lotus here. Lotus is a brand that's been around for a long, long time and certainly has just a wonderful legacy and great racing memories. So you're kind of an enviable guy being in a position, being CEO of such a wonderful brand.
Absolutely. I think it's a beautiful brand out there. 60 years since it was established, I think the company has done incredible things. A bit disappointing, though, that in the past 15 years, the company did not use this heritage,
yes,
this successful motor racing history, all these phenomenal things like acting in beautiful and important and famous Hollywood movies with an iconic car like the Esprit. So I missed this a little bit in the last 15 years, and I think what we have shown in Paris Motor Show and here in LA Show was to pay the heritage justice and try to revive it again.
Very well said. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these concept vehicles, and we'll begin by talking about the Lotus Esprit. Certainly it's on my dream list of collectible vehicles. I've always been a fan of all the different Esprits, whether they were the four-cylinder turbo variants or the latter eight-cylinder monsters, but the one being shown off here, the Lotus Esprit concept, number one, just an exquisitely beautiful design, and I understand this vehicle is currently under development and targeted for model year 2013, Danny?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Great, and power plant-wise, I understand that you're kind of diving a little bit into the Lexus parts bin and working with an engine that they've been utilizing in their ISF vehicle.
Well, that's partly accurate, I would say. We are obviously having a fantastic relationship with the number one automaker in the world, Toyota, and we have an access to their parts bin throughout the Toyota and Lexus range, mm-hmm, on all areas. However, I think the sports car enthusiast, sports car owner asks for something very sports car specific, and when it comes to the engine, that is the heart of a sports car, and we need to understand whether an engine that derives from a Lexus, although it's a fantastic piece of technology, is able to meet the requirements of a sports car enthusiast. And this is at the moment undergoing a very detailed analysis. And there is also the alternative that maybe Lotus might go back to develop their own engines. Who knows?
Well, that's going to be very interesting. But as you point out, you guys have had a wonderful relationship with working with Toyota, with the Elise here in the United States, and the Evora as well, and you guys take those engines and I'm sure tune them for Lotus applications.
Yes, that's true. I mean, as I said, through the relationship with Toyota, more 30 years relationship, we have got an access to their technology, but also to their people working there, that is second to none for a small car manufacturer. And we feel part of the family, and we have actually the ability to change whatever we want of the products and apply them to our products. So, but this goes also two ways. We are very much to our engineering arm that probably nobody knows. Lotus Engineering, we're involved also in their products, actually,
sure,
by giving our competence when it comes to ride and handling and all these things.
The Spree, as I pointed out, always one of my favorite vehicles. This is targeted for 2013 with a ballpark price of about $175,000. The design is striking, absolutely beautiful. Tell our listeners a little bit about the look of this all-new upcoming Spree, which is shown here in concept form.
Well, maybe in general about the design language of Lotus cars. Again, the last 15 years have driven the company into a very special corner, into a corner for enthusiasts, which isn't a bad thing by itself, but as the word niche means by definition a small group of people, there wasn't enough room to develop the company and to develop maybe a broader range of cars that was appealing to a bigger group of people. And in our brief and also to the designers, well, look, we don't want to be stuck again anymore in the corner, although we will always have products that actually offer meet the requirements of the enthusiasts in future as well. But we need cars, and that throughout the range, that actually can reflect the design language that appeals to a broader mass of people. So by definition, obviously, the designs become a little bit more, I would say, more normal. But I think what we have achieved here, especially with this Spree, is something that is maybe supercar normal design language, if you want, with the proportion, but still it incorporates a lot of exciting design details, and it's a mix of elegance and of an aggressive, of a dynamic, of a very sexy way of design language.
I love the touches on the vehicle, everything from the rear diffusers to the mirrors, which seem to be utilized on all of the concept vehicles, which are tiny and camera-like, and also peering into the interiors of these vehicles. I mean, they're very luxurious. I can see a lot of thought is gone into the interior design, and you're also utilizing a lot of modern technology with a dual clutch transmission.
Yes, it's true. Especially the interior is something that we have worked a lot by developing this throughout the product range, and that is probably the main departure of what Lotus was for the past 15 years. However, if you look at the interior design, if you sit into our cars, you see that the layout, the architecture of the interior is still very simple. So none of the unnecessary things you find on the dashboards or somewhere else. But
yeah,
doesn't mean that we are not able or not allowed to use, you know, very technical and very premium materials such as carbon fiber or textiles or all these things. I think the combination of having a simple architecture, a simple layout, and that also reflects the exterior and the technology we use in the car in general, is something that is not a big a departure from Lotus core values.
Just to touch a little bit on Lotus core values, and I think you've already explained it, you know, the automotive world has changed a lot, and certainly in going into battle against some other high-end manufacturers such as Porsche, McLaren, and you know, the whole list, you really have to play in the same ballpark that they're playing in. And today's sports car buyer, for the most part, requires a lot more luxury and convenience features than what we've seen in the past. I've heard a few rumbles that some Lotus purists are upset with the company moving away and from the lightness equation, which also used to be so much a part of the brand. But again, I think you've already kind of explained that's the direction of the automotive world today.
Well, I think everybody can obviously express their concerns or also or whatsoever, and I obviously respect the complaints or the concerns that the hardcore Lotus owner might have today. However, as I think the world has changed and is constantly changing, regulations are changing, they're asking for more technology, for more safety in there, but also the customer is changing and is demanding much, much more.
Yes.
And, you know, the pure sports car, as you know it, that is noisy, smelly, and all this, I don't think that will have a future in the long term. So you need to try to come up with a compromise where actually it satisfies a pure sports car enthusiast when he drives somewhere around the hills where he...
Danny Behar, the head guy at Lotus. Straight ahead, the head guy at Mazda, Jim O'Sullivan on Bob Long.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to a special edition of our program as we bring you coverage of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He is the president and CEO of Mazda of North America, Jim O'Sullivan. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, Jim?
Bob, I'm doing great, and it's great to see you. The last time you and I sat down and talked was in cold New York, the New York Auto Show. It's hard to believe that.
I know.
Here we are in L.A. kicking off an all-new, exciting season.
Exactly, and you guys have done so in grand style, unveiling here the Mazda 5, and this is a really cool vehicle. I haven't seen it in person, but was chatting a little bit earlier today to one of your executives, and boy, it really looks like you hit a home run with this one.
Yeah, you know, we're continuing to evolve our design philosophy, and certainly the Mazda 5 is evidence of the concept cars that we've done over the years. Primarily the Nagari concept look. As you know, we've done a number of concept cars. So the Mazda 5 here that we will be introducing for the first time to the North American market here in Los Angeles. Vehicle was introduced in Europe, but this is the North American debut, and it goes on sale in January. And we're really excited because we're still the only one in the industry that's selling into this what we call space wagon segment. So we're pretty excited about it. But it's the continuation of our design philosophy, and we've got some extra news even after the Mazda 5 discussions today.
Good. Let's talk a little bit more about the Mazda 5. This seems to be kind of a growing segment. There are a number of other vehicles out there in the marketplace that are kind of similar in design, but you guys are the ones that really started this.
Yeah, I mean, we, as you know, we produce this vehicle in Japan, and we sell it all over the world. This segment of the car industry has been relatively active in the ASEAN region and certainly in Europe. And it's called the space wagon segment in Europe, and it's been a very fast-growing segment within the entire European car industry. And it does provide great versatility. It's C-car architecture, so it's off the Mazda 3. Good design, great drive dynamics, good power. And this is a little bit stretching the architecture where it provides flexible seating for six people. Still gives you that great Mazda 3 kind of ride and handling and design. And this next generation vehicle that we're introducing certainly has got improved power, improved craftsmanship. And we listened to what our customers said on the current one, just made it even better.
That's fantastic. The other news here in Los Angeles is the debut of a concept vehicle. And I've seen the pictures of this vehicle, and boy, it is absolutely gorgeous and kind of a sneak peek into the future of Mazda design. Tell us about this special concept vehicle, Jim.
Yes, the concept vehicle comes from basically something that's called Koto design, which is stretching and athletic. It's like that hunter with the bow when he pulls it back. It's that tension. And Shinari is the concept car based off this Koto concept that ends up becoming our new design philosophy. We're evolving from the Nagari, as we see a little bit on Mazda 5 that we'll be introducing here. And the Shinari concept, this is the public reveal, the first time ever the car has been on public. And it gives a little bit of a sneak peek of what the future Mazda design direction is going to be. So the products that we'll be launching post Mazda 5 will have some of that Shinari concept in those vehicles. So
tell us about some of the elements of the concept vehicle that we're going to see translated into production form in some of these upcoming models. It seems to be a little bit more aggressive in its front, in its face. Tell us about some of the other attributes.
Yes, you can see a lot of lines on the car. Obviously, your listeners will be able to see it when the pictures go live. You'll be able to see that there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of great lines. There's a lot of athleticism in it. And for Mazda, it's very important to continue to push the design envelope. We have differentiated ourselves from a lot of other automotive brands because of not only great driving dynamics, but also great styling. And Shinari is important for us because it helps us with the next generation in terms of where we're going with design and separating ourselves from our competitors. But it's great. It's a fantastic car. And we're looking forward to seeing executions of it in our future models.
Excellent. So, Jim, what's been the reaction so far from the dealer base to the upcoming Mazda 5? I'm sure they're very excited to get it out there.
Yeah, you know, our dealers overall are very pleased with what's been going on within the brand. You know, we're coming out of the worst recovery, or I should say, you know, recession that we've seen in this generation since the Great Depression. The people here have certainly, you know, the brands here, the dealers here, everyone has, you know, certainly survived through this very difficult time. We're looking very upbeat in terms of what's going on next year. So they see, as we're introducing Mazda 5, is an indication that during these tough couple of years, we did not cut back on product development. We just got through introducing the all-new Mazda 2 a couple of months ago, which we did the global reveal here at LA a year ago, and it's just getting into the market now. So their enthusiasm is not just on Mazda 5, but across the range. Now they've got a showroom that goes from Mazda 2 to Mazda 3 to Mazda 5, great sports cars, RX-8, MX-5, and then you get into Mazda 6, CX-7, and CX-9. So, you know, the showroom lineup that we have right now is the best that it's ever had.
Absolutely. And speaking of showrooms, I'm noticing a lot of Mazda dealerships are sprucing up and doing a lot of renovations.
Yes, we've got, since we've gone through the recovery, dealers certainly are reinvesting back in facilities in their business. Our retail revolution look is alive and well, and it continues. We certainly have more exclusives than we've ever had in the past. So dealers are feeling good about the industry recovery. They're feeling good about Mazda, and they're investing in the brand, and we're investing with them.
That's great. The LA show, since the move of the date from the beginning of the year to this time of the year, certainly has been a major improvement, and it seems like a lot of the automakers are really embracing the show more and more.
Yes, I mean, moving the time slot certainly to early November, I think, has been a big advantage. Number one, you got seasonality issues, where you've got Los Angeles now is kind of the beginning of the model year. A lot of people waited, I think, for Detroit or waited until L.A., but when Los Angeles was between Christmas and New Year,
yeah,
it was a really difficult time period. And a lot of people didn't want to do either global reveals or regional reveals. And by regional reveals, I would mean like a North American reveal. But also what you also get is you've got people that pull back now in November, and there's this two-month gap before Detroit. And they want to get their product story out, and let's not forget it, beyond the media, the most important thing is not necessarily today and tomorrow, but it's when the customers
show. Sure, the public days.
And Los Angeles is a big show. Detroit will continue to be a big show. But I think it's, in terms of the West Coast, going to continue to grow prominence and dominance relative to maybe some more global reveal.
Well, Jim, I can't wait to check out the all-new Mazda 5 and the concept vehicle. The concept vehicle looks absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, so I got to check that one out. Always one of our favorites. He is the president and CEO of Mazda of North America, Jim O'Sullivan. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Bob, great to see you again, and always looking forward to being on your show.
Thank you so much.
Matter of fact, we're going to be seeing Jim O'Sullivan in the not-too-distant future at the Detroit Auto Show, and we'll get all the latest news from him there. No doubt Mazda will have some additional announcements coming up. But meanwhile, coming up in the rest of this hour of Auto World, we kick the hour off with a conversation with the number one guy at the Lotus brand. And Lotus is a very interesting story right now. Lotus, of course, was a British car company, is now owned by kind of an international conglomerate. And right now they only sell two vehicles here in the U.S., the Elise and Estige. But they're going to be expanding the brand to like five or six models. So in this half hour, we're going to focus on the brand Lotus, what lies ahead. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're telling you all about the future of Lotus here from our special broadcast from the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. We so appreciate you joining us. And right now, we are joined by a gentleman who's going to be telling us about the technical side of things. He is the Chief Technical Officer for Lotus Cars. It's my pleasure to welcome Wolf Zimmerman to the program. How you doing, Wolf?
Thank you. Fine.
You were chatting off air about Los Angeles, the auto show. These concept vehicles, and there are so many that we'll touch on here, first debuted at the Paris show, but you actually said that you really have enjoyed your Los Angeles experience.
Yeah, Los Angeles is really nice, you know, and after Paris, I think really the show here in Los Angeles was even better than in Paris.
Wow. Well, it's such an impressive stand that you've got in there on not only kind of showcasing all these wonderful concept vehicles, but you've also done a great job of integrating the history of Lotus with some very good videos and some other memorabilia. It must be a cool job for you working for Lotus. Is this something that you've been wanting to do for a long time?
Yeah, I have to say, you know, it was a little bit different. You know, I was working more than nearly 20 years for AMG.
Okay.
So in Stuttgart.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great brand. I love the AMG stuff too.
Yeah, of course. It's out of the first few, it's completely different to Lotus, you know. But I was working many years for racing, so I was in the racing department. And so after I've been asked, you know, to come to Lotus, of course I said, okay, Lotus is interesting, you know, because we did some projects in the early SLS stage, as an example, we
sure.
did something together with Lotus. So I said, oh, it's interesting, you know, and then I visit Lotus, and then I saw first time here Danny, and of course Donato, and I saw the cars, you know, inside those design studios, and I was really, oh, it was, these cars were so cool, so I even don't have to think 1 second, you know, I said, I want to be in the team, you know, so it's so cool, it's, I like it.
The designs are absolutely stunning, and, you know, a little bit different from what we've seen from Lotus in the past, but then again, I mean, when I think about the original Lotus Esprit, which debuted, I believe, for model year 1975, this
yeah.
was a, you know, a really cutting-edge vehicle, design-wise and otherwise, and had a very powerful four-cylinder turbo engine. In its latter years, it had a V8 engine. The next generation, which is under development for 2013, will go back to a V8, a 5-liter V8, and number one, I love the look of the vehicle. I think you really have nailed it that way, and certainly from a technological standpoint, so many manufacturers are moving towards dual clutch gearboxes, and to me, although my on-site producer here, Josh, would disagree, who loves a three-pedal car, this seems to be a trend among high-performance vehicles that folks are drifting towards the double-clutch transmissions.
Yeah, you are right. You know, it's like this that all our competitors using double-clutch gearboxes. I personally also prefer, let me say, something different. You know, the double-clutch gearbox is only a big compromise. It's very heavy. A gearbox like this, is the weight is 130, 140 kilos, which is a lot, you know, and this is dry without any oil. So you need two oil circuits to run these gearboxes, because you need one for the clutch, one for the gearbox behind, and this means for a real sports car, it's an extreme compromise. But the customers, it seems at the moment that the customer really wants these gearboxes, and it's like a big problem for all these supercar manufacturers, that we have to implement such a heavy thing inside of the car only to get rid of this torque interrupt during shifting, you know. That's
yes.
the only thing, you know. So
yep.
if we are able, you know, to do a good AMT which works well, and you don't have this torque interrupt so much, you know, so I think you can do at least a gearbox which is at least 50 kilos lighter, and you have the same thing. So it's a big compromise. Is only out of the marketing view, I think. You know, if really you ask customers, a lot of customers, some customers still try to want to have these lever in the middle and
yeah.
shifting by themselves. On the other side, if you look to markets like Japan and a lot of people here in America, it's a funny thing. On one side, all the people say they want to have a pedal shift
mm-hmm.
or at least or here levers, stick lever, gear shift, you know. In real, the if you look to the sales numbers, you know,
yes.
it's again automatic gearboxes and
the take ratio.
Gearboxes. So take rate is always
yeah.
go in this direction. So out of my technical point of view, I would like to do something different.
Yeah.
So, but the good thing at Lotus is we can do always something different, and we are looking at the moment to do something different on one side. And of course, what is now a strength of Lotus is that we can do a lot of special versions, and I think we can do maybe a special version with a manual gear shift.
Oh, that's good. That will definitely be good news to lots of folks. But certainly, you know, when you look at some of the other manufacturers, you know, pointing out folks like Ferrari and such, the take rate on their vehicles are about 90%, and some of their vehicles don't offer a manual gearbox at all. And yes, they do add the weight and the complexity, but also perhaps folks, at least in certain areas of the country, are using more of these cars as more of a daily driver, and so that might be part of the reason if they're doing a lot of city driving. But let's talk about some of the other innovative technology. I notice on the Elite concept and also on another concept, you're utilizing something very cool called KERS. Explain to our listeners what that's all about.
Yeah, KERS is something what is at the moment used in the Formula One. It's a kinetic energy resorption.
Regeneration.
Regeneration system.
Yes.
Which gives us the opportunity, of course, to run the vehicle like a hybrid. The problem is, of course, with sports cars, you have to develop something different what you use maybe in a Mercedes or in a Lexus, you know. So because if you have a 300 kilo gearbox and another 200 kilos of battery, it's not a sports car anymore. So what we try to figure out at the moment is how much hybrid we need to have a real hybrid, you know, that we can say that is a hybrid, that's only an alibi function,
right,
on one side.
Yeah.
And on the other side, what we can really do with it, is it only boost function that you can say, okay, I have a little bit boost? For Formula One, it maybe sounds good, you know, but for a driver, if you have a 5-liter engine, you don't need at all a boost function normally, you know. So this is, I think, not the right sense to do this. And so what we do now really is sitting down with all our colleagues from the marketing department and go completely through the cars, you know, and look what we have to do to make this car a Lotus. And then is the next question, what is a Lotus? and therefore we have to find out at the moment, you know. It's out of the heritage, you said it, you know, before, you know, we had really cool cars, very light cars, personally design wise I like a lot of the old cars, you know, I like an Europa, you know, that is the 47, the race car I like, you know, the last versions, you know. And so there were a lot of nice light cars, but today you need something different. If you're only in the puristic corner and doing only lightweight, super lightweight cars, the customers are not really interested anymore. Of course, you still can feed our core Lotus enthusiasts, our clubs and all the stuff.
But you can't expand the brand.
You can't expand because these people want something different. It's the same thing with the gearbox, you know.
Yep.
And therefore, now we have to work out what is the Lotus brand in the future, what we are standing for, you know.
Right.
It should be something different because there's a lot of competitors like we had before, you know, with these Ferraris, the Lamborghinis, Mercedes, the Audis are pushing hard at the moment to be also serious sports car company, and so there will be a lot of competitive fights, you know. Everybody from these companies needs a USP to sell their cars, you know, and so that we try now to figure out. And of course, it will always have the old Lotus genes, you know, so lightweight design, drive and handling, very good on the racetrack. But it's not only that the cars should be good on the racetrack, because you have to drive the cars every day. So it needs a wider spread to run this car in every day. Driving is something different, you know.
We're going to have more on the future of Lotus straight ahead as we play interviews from the recently concluded L.A. Auto Show Press Day. You're listening to Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, it's been called a game changer, the new Chevrolet Volt. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Everybody's talking about it. It's the first ever plug-in vehicle from General Motors. Chevrolet's Tony Paskowitz tells us all about the Volt.
They're coming real soon, guys. And the seven regions that we're going to be leading in are California, Texas, Michigan, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, and the Washington, D.C. area. So the Volts are coming. The gas engine that supports the Volt to provide it with its extended range capability like no other vehicle around there is a 1.4-liter engine. It's a four-cylinder, naturally aspirated, and it provides an additional 300 miles of range.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Los Angeles is a venue, the International Auto Show 2010. My name is Bob Long. We're bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the event, and we are shining the spotlight on Lotus in this hour of the broadcast. And right now, we're going to talk about the design of an incredible array of concept cars, seeing their North American debut here in Los Angeles. A grand total of, let's see, one, two, three, four, five concept cars and three production cars. Hopefully I didn't miscount there. And joining us to tell us all about the design side of the fence, it's my pleasure to welcome Donato Coco, who is the Director of Design for Lotus. Hey there, Donato. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
Well, this is an exciting assignment, I would imagine. Lotus is such a name steeped in automotive history and lore, and you've come up with some exquisite concept vehicles. Let me ask you a simple question here, but sometimes simple questions can be hard to answer, but design language-wise, Lotus, what does it mean to you? What were some of the attributes that you were trying to put into these concept vehicles? Is there a singular theme that carries throughout all the concept vehicles we see here at the show, or does each one of these vehicles have an individual personality of their own?
As you could see, each car has its own personality. On the other hand, when you are facing this problematic of redesigning the complete French, after nearly 50 years of stability, let's say, in design with the current lease, you have to face quite unusual situation where it's missing two generations of cars between the production one and the new cars. Therefore, you have that necessity and also a great opportunity to envisage a complete action, a global action, concerning an all range. And then you have an occasion also there to understand better, to tune better the each car in its respective position to the other. And gives you also the opportunity to treat them with a family look. In the meantime, differentiate them enough in order to be really exclusive design and recognizable for their position and their size, their different specification.
Let's talk about the Lotus Esprit concept vehicle, which is currently under development and tentatively scheduled for a 2013 launch. The Esprit is one of my favorite all-time supercars. It was launched in 1976 and evolved over the years from a four-cylinder turbo to a quad cam V8 powertrain, and this was always a beautiful car, and I love what you've done here with the Lotus Esprit concept vehicle. It's very sensual, but it's also very masculine. It's got a lot of cutting-edge technology. Tell us a little bit about your design philosophy for this successor to the famous Esprit.
When you face such project, you have in mind, of course, the first Esprit. Designed by Giugiaro. This very unusual car at this period was innovative. Very innovative because very different from what Lotus was doing before, but in the meantime understood immediately as a Lotus. And Giugiaro at this time used for the front end the general profile, very HE profile, inspiration from the Formula One that Fittipaldi was driving, this famous flat nose. And then this was for me when I started to envisage the new Lotus Esprit, a good memory, a good sign, because it means that you can do a design that do not relate necessarily with something that has been done before. Just it has just to evocate that the drama, dramatic aspect that such supercar has to express, to show, and we just try to make a car that is expressing the real capacity, the maximum power has to give instantly a sense of exclusivity, of just richness of treatment, but expressing performance, just power, lightness, and agility, but treated in a very exclusive manner, like the client of those cars expect to find. You know? It's not just a mid-engine sports car, very powerful. It's also a car that has a name. Mm-hmm. That has an image. It is a James Bond car.
And the James Bond car is not an easy one to replicate. Let's talk about some of the other concept vehicles that you've got here. You've got the Elan, you've got the Elise, you've got the Elite, and you've also have the Panamera and Rapide competitor. Yeah, all these vehicles
are different design challenges. And again, following the great names that these vehicles represented in the past, do you bring some of that DNA from the original, let's say, Elite into this concept vehicle today?
Not really. Not plastically. Mm-hmm. At all. We are in the modernity.
Clean sheet model.
We started from a clean sheet of paper, and you must respect, you know, the traditional Lotus values.
Yes.
And in the meantime, you have to turn that into modernity and find in new layouts that represent the new technical aspect of the car, find aesthetic solution that could represent the Lotus values, meaning expressing speed and agility and, you know, sports car stands that you expect on those cars is an adventure. It's completely new. We have in permanence while designing those cars, all of them, the motorsport heritage in mind. I mean, for every company that produces sports cars, I think the processes, the mechanism is always the same. You have the past, you have the memory, the great piece of design that I've won, that I've left a stamp in a print in a story, and this could be a source of inspiration punctually for some areas eventually, mm-hmm. not necessarily for all the shape. If I take just the Elan, in the section, concave section, unusual concave section that we have adopted for the upper part of the superstructure, we've been inspired by the Formula 1 79 drive by Mario Andretti,
yes.
For example. But this is just an anecdote. It was an occasion adopting that kind of section mixed with that alternative between convex and concave sections to suggest minimalism around the mechanic, and just to make it as skinny as possible to suggest lightness, but to be really light.
Yeah.
And then I used to say, to define that car, it's two bones and the rest is all muscle. It's really an occasion watching the story to eventually take inspiration but interpret it completely differently.
Let's touch a little bit on the interior design of these vehicles. You guys have really made some gigantic leaps forward, in my opinion, with the interior designs of all these vehicles. Very modern, very contemporary in their execution and use of a lot of really cool materials. You're using some beautiful leathers and other materials. I peeked into all these concept vehicles, and they're absolutely gorgeous inside.
Thank you. We put a lot of attention to the interiors. The current Lotus needed that,
yes.
Also that push. When we started those studies, the objective was, of course, not only to design new cars, having new performance, etc., but it was also to improve in a radical manner the practicality, improve the ergonomy, and improve the quality.
Well, how do you like that? That's the future of Lotus from their design director. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World and this edition. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.